Do you have a dirty little secret? Welcome to the club.
And you're all invited.
The first rule of the Dirty Little Secrets Club is tell everyone about the Dirty Little Secrets Club.
We're handing out memberships free of charge.
Step up to the VIP line and let Dana and Brimstone take you on a weekly ride of secrets and debauchery.
Now buckle up, Buttercup, because things are about to get heated on the Dirty Little Secrets Club.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Dirty Little Secrets Club. I'm Dana Pereira.
And I'm that big old pain in the ass Brimstone.
That big old pain in the ass. You know who else was a pain in the ass and really got her lickings this week?
Well, not the good kind of lickings. It was the bad kind of lickings. It was right in her rear end, got kicked right out of court, right? Yeah. Amber Heard? I done heard something.
Yeah.
Done heard something. Woo!
We heard that she shit the bed and she's a liar.
Oh my Lord. Oh my Lord, my Lord. You know, it's such a crazy thing that, you know, this woman can be so sick and twisted that she would do everything that she's done to try to get one up on Johnny Depp. The fact of the matter is look, I am absolutely 150% to 200% to 500% down for women's rights and you know, for women that have gone through any kind of the bullshit that this woman said she went through with Johnny Depp. And, you know, the fact is that, you know, she has put women back years, you know, by the shit that she pulled in this trial.
You know,
it's awful.
Really, really unfortunate because like whenever this all came out, what, 2016 yeah. or 2018, whatever it was,
yeah.
I was like bummed. I was like, God damn it. Like, I really love Johnny Depp. Like, that's so unfortunate that this happened. And I'm not the only one. The whole world thought that. The whole world was like, fuck, that sucks. Johnny Depp's an abuser. And, you know, like that was what the world knew. And he had to live with that for fucking years until he had his day in court where he could go and tell the truth. And what a fucking bummer to know that somebody can just go out there, fucking drag your name through the mud, accuse you of horrendous things. And then I watched the entire trial, the mountain of evidence that he had against her was like fucking mind-boggling the whole time. I was like, how does anybody do this? Like, she was so fucked in the head that she thought that she could just drag him through the mud and come out of it unscathed.
Well she did the first time around.
Yeah
she did the first time around. Apparently, you know, again, it was somewhere in the UK and the judge basically went off the idea that the donations that she made, you know, in charity and so forth.
I think the pledges that she made.
Pledges are not a donation. Okay?
They are not. Yeah.
I am a celebrity in the public eye, and I do not. If I make a pledge, that means that I need to then put the money into their bank accounts from that pledge. It's not, I'm going to make this donation and then never make it. I don't care what else comes up. If you pledge it, you are supposed to then make it. You cannot pledge it and then never, ever send it in. And you had a couple of years to send it in.
Yeah,
right. Or was it over the course, at least a year that she could have done it in between the time that she pledged and sent it in?
16 months. I think there were 16 months between the time periods.
Ridiculous.
But yeah, it was just wow. I was following Emily D. Baker on her live stream. She had over 350,000 people in the chat alone.
On the verdict. Yes. Yeah. It was crazy.
So crazy.
You pushed me onto her. So I watched her, did reach out, have not heard back, but I obviously see why. What do you call it? Apparently Kim was listening, was watching her also. But then Alex, my engineer, heard me listening while we were in the studio. I was like, yeah, Dana put me onto this woman, and he's listening. He goes, oh, I've got to watch through her. So now he was hooked on her.
Oh,
and
I'm so happy. Yeah, I love her.
She did a really good job. And then Danielle was watching with me, you know, with her for the verdict. And she's like, oh, she's pretty good. Yeah, you know, she liked her, too. So it's like, all right. You know, she gave a good view. She was, pretty fair on both sides. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, like the heavy burden, you know, unfortunately was on Johnny Depp to prove without a shadow of a doubt that this woman was full of shit. And I believe he did it without a shadow, you know, without a shadow, beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Right.
You know, that this woman is not only a fucking psychopath, she is completely delusional lunatic. She needs professional help. And obviously not from the guy, the tongue guy. I'm gonna make sound like on the stand, like you're like, what are you doing, man?
What was he doing?
Johnny Depp's face.
On drugs?
Ugh. What? Well, Johnny Depp's face.
Oh,
when that happened, right? Tell me.
Dumbfounded. Like he was looking at this dude, like what? He's like, bro.
I've been on some down.
Drugs before, and you were on another level. It was so weird.
He looked like a real life Doofenshmirtz from, you know, Perry the Platypus. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
What do you call it? Oh, my Lord. Oh. You know, it was such it's just such a batshit crazy case. And here it is. It's like she was sitting there and she had the I'm going to say the balls. She had the lady balls to go and say, well, everybody that came here for Johnny Depp is full of shit. They're all lying for Johnny. First of all, do you really think all these people, especially these people in power or in good positions? And so, first of all, they didn't want to get dragged into this thing to begin with.
Yeah,
that's first and foremost. Second of all, they're going to purge themselves. She purged herself
over
a zillion times.
Uh-huh.
It was like an abundant amount of you know, perjury going on her end. And, yeah. You know, she cut his finger off. Here's the thing with the whole and you know, the not a word from 2016 or whatever it was about the about ever being raped with a bottle. OK, uh-huh. Now, listen, if somebody was actually raped by somebody with the bottle, first of all, it's abhorrent. It's disgusting. I don't understand why people would do such things. Yeah. However, if that did happen and it wasn't consensual. Because mind you, people do that consensually as well. Sure. All right. Not the rape part, but they play with bottles.
Very well from our listeners here. You guys got some kinks.
Crazy
we're
kinks.
We're here for it.
So if you're being quote unquote raped with a bottle, you're going to have tearing and bruising going on. There's no way possible that unless that shit is like putting a hot dog in a freaking cavern. OK, the fact of the matter is that you're going to have bruising. Tearing, something's going to happen, and you're going to need some kind of medical attention. You know what I mean? Just to make sure you're okay. So if that actually happened and you didn't go to the doctor, she took pictures of everything, video of everything else. Okay. But she didn't take, you didn't note that.
Well,
did you notice that?
See, I feel like we walk a fine line whenever it comes to stuff like that, because there are people that are afraid to go and seek medical attention for things like that. So I don't want to say, you know, as a general statement that people would do that, because you just never know in those circumstances. However, I do agree with you that she took photos.
Thank you.
Amber Heard herself took photos of everything else, recorded other things. I think the most damning evidence for me in this trial was that whenever they brought the guy in from TMZ and they said to him, when I get the video from the source, it takes me approximately 15 minutes to get it up.
Right.
And if I don't get it from the source, it could take a few hours, a few days, a week, whatever. And they said, okay, how long between the time that you got the video were you able to get it up? And he said 15 minutes.
Yep.
And that says a lot about Amber Heard and what she wanted the world to know. And she cherry picked the things that she wanted people to know. And was their relationship a good, healthy one? Clearly fucking not. Johnny Depp on drugs and abusing alcohol and stuff like that? Abso-fucking-lutely.
And he's been doing it for the last 50 years. This is not new. This isn't new. That's what, how many people stood up and said, no, he's always been like this. And people, there's never, when she said this, there was not one other person that said me too. Every other case, there's been at least multiple people like Bill Cosby. You know, It sucks. He's a scummy ass person. I looked up to him. I separate the work from the person, mind you. Okay, because I can't get rid of my,
compartmentalize whenever it comes to stuff like that.
Right. But what do you call it? In terms of like, I'm not going to say I'll never watch Cosby Show or Fat Albert. You know what I mean? Because I grew up with it and I loved it. And just because he personally might be a scumbag doesn't mean that I'm not going to watch that stuff, because there were other actors and actresses that were on there. There were other things that I have, like one of my favorite things on how I teach people about first impressions is from the Cosby Show. You know what I mean? And it's the best representation of how to put that out there. And that being said, what do you call it? The separating the work from the person is very important sometimes. But again, I didn't cancel at him at all until the truth came out, and not just one person, but
multiple,
countless people came out of the woodwork. Some of them were full of shit, I'm sure. And then other ones, or went to get with him because of who he was, because there's a lot of that too, let's be honest. However, there were a lot of people that were drugged, like the one in the Playboy. Did you watch the Playboy thing eventually?
I didn't watch it, no.
Okay. Well, there was one of the people from the Playboy documentary that, said that, he took her back to his hotel, roofied her, and she woke up the next day with, blood pouring from her rear end and so forth. And she was friends with him, so she thought. And then this happened. So again, there's different levels to everything. But not one other person.
No Me Too.
Nobody else Me Too. So that being the case. Okay. And then even like a freaking moron bringing up what's her face, the model,
Kate Moss.
Thank you. Cause my brain's not working. Bringing up Kate Moss. Then Kate Moss, she brought her little ass up on stage. We're like, nope. He never pushed me. He didn't do a damn thing. And he was always great to me. You know, anybody that he had a relationship with always said nice things about him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I find it hard to believe that he had, 40 years of relationships before her and relationships after her, and not a single person came forward to say, oh yeah, he beat me, he sexually abused me, he did any of that stuff. And you know what? I mean, Amber Heard's dirty little fucking secrets came out throughout that trial, and she did not come out looking great at all.
Nope. Not at all.
And Johnny Depp apparently has a new gig and a new movie coming out soon. So congratulations, Johnny Depp. He's back at it.
Well, that's awesome. I would really like for Disney to, to publicly apologize. And I love Disney. I support Disney. I really would like them to apologize publicly, put out a statement and congratulate him and say that, and welcome him back. He should have some kind of, and he very well may wind up having a cameo that nobody's going to know about until it happens.
He's going to have a lot of opportunities at this point, because I guarantee you the next movie that he's in is going to be a box office blowout.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. It could have done very good things. Listen, like I said, the biggest thing that it was doing for Johnny Depp is humanizing him. So he's not a screen god anymore, where it just turns out he's just like everybody else. He's got his own quirks. He's got his own issues. He drinks. His mother, beat him or did whatever, all that jazz. And it just humanized him. Yeah. And what it did for Amber Heard is it showed her to be the psycho freaking lunatic who was, who obviously only got with him for his money to get a rise in fame. Okay. And what do you call it? And probably like I said, a lot of it was the fame and the notoriety. I'm pretty sure, because at the end of the day, Johnny Depp is one of the biggest heartthrobs in Hollywood. Even though he's not as good looking as he once was, I still think he's a very good looking guy. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. He's definitely a very attractive person. And, I know people that have borderline personality disorder, or I should say person. And the traits that I saw on Amber Heard on the stand, those manipulative tactics, the way that she would talk to the jury, the fit, everything. It was so triggering for me to see it because I was like, I recognize that from a person in my own life that has the same disorder that she has. And so it was very triggering for me. And I think that probably played a big part also in the way that I was like, do not love you right now because you are triggering the fuck out of me.
She reminded me a lot of somebody that I know that, what do you call it, that I had been in a relationship with.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I think I told you about that last week.
We talked about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Off air. You know, craziness, you know, and, you know, look, and it's not to say that in everybody's relationship, especially relationships that have gone on for many years, it doesn't mean that you haven't had spats before. Totally. I'm sure that we've all thrown things at each other before at one point or another, or screamed or yelled, or even I would never swing on Danielle or, you know, or a woman in general, but I'll sure as hell tell you that she swung on me. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so, you know, it happens in practically every relationship. There's always going to be some kind of a melting point in one way, shape, or form that something happens. Now, again, that is not good. However, it is human and people make mistakes. That's not necessarily abuse. It is basically a one-time, two-time situation where you work out your issues and that's that. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, you know, everybody fights. Everybody argues. Yeah. I can't tell you how many times that, you know, Danielle and I could sit and scream at each other for 10 minutes straight. And then we're perfectly fine snuggling on the couch. You know what I mean? Because we're arguing over something stupid, you know, and I'm sure you do the same thing, you know, like it just it happens.
Well, I think life. A lot of us also were never taught healthy ways to cope with a disagreement. And I think that right. plays a lot into it also. What I really hope, and we will wrap it up and get onto our dirty little secrets here, I promise. But what I really hope is that this doesn't prevent women who have actually suffered abuse from coming forward, because I think that this trial could be misinterpreted in that way. Unfortunately, Amber Heard brought forth these allegations, these untrue allegations, and it fucking hurt women because she tried to represent herself as a person that was representing people that have survived domestic abuse or sexual abuse.
Right.
And she's not, she's a fraud. And I really hope that the women who have actually suffered this abuse can still be brave enough to tell the truth and not be afraid to do it because of people like fucking Amber Heard making false allegations.
Did you read her statement too? That came out literally 4 minutes
after
she lost.
She had it ready to go. She knew she was going to lose. She had it ready to go.
The for those of you who did not read it, can I read it real quick?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. The disappointment I feel today is beyond words. I'm heartbroken that the mountain of evidence still was not enough to stand up to the disproportionate power, influence, and sway of my ex-husband. Right there. Like, you can't just take the L gracefully. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't just take the L gracefully.
If there was a mountain of evidence, then the jury would have fucking found for you. They didn't.
It was everything she did that caused her to lose. You know, nobody came for her. Nobody came for her. I'm even more disappointed with what this verdict means for other women. This is what pissed me off tremendously. It is a setback. It sets back the clock to a time when a woman who spoke up and spoke out could be publicly shamed and humiliated. It sets back the idea that violence against women is to be taken seriously. How dare she say something like that?
It's part of that fucking narcissistic fucking, what is it? A borderline personality disorder where the whole problem, that's the whole thing. She cannot see that she is doing wrong. All she's trying to do is save face and play the victim. Mm-hmm. And that is what is so triggering for me because I know somebody that does that exact same thing. And it's very triggering for me.
To end this out, I believe Johnny's attorney succeeded in getting the jury to overlook the key issue of freedom of speech there's a difference between freedom of speech and defamatory yes. language and libel and ignore evidence that was so conclusive that we won in the UK. The UK, the judge felt bad and he was not looking at all the evidence. And I think it was a judge and not a jury in the UK.
It was a judge, not a jury.
Right. Yes. And I also do believe that when they did that, it had nothing really to do with Amber Heard. He was going after The Sun, am I correct? The Sun?
I believe it was The Sun. I'm getting them confused because they kept bringing up The Sun and The Daily Mail. So I think it was The Sun, though.
It was one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there, what do you call it? And he lost that defamation libel case against them. And then she was, I guess, a part of that or a co-conspirator, whatever that is. I'm sad I lost this case, but I'm sadder still that I seem to have lost a right I thought I had as an American to speak freely and openly. But hold on a second, Amber. I thought you didn't write the op-ed.
No, she admitted to writing the op-ed.
But first she said she didn't write it.
No, it was the headline she was saying that she didn't write.
Oh, okay.
So the Washington Post is the one that wrote the headline. And the whole issue, we could just do a whole podcast on this right now.
Yeah, right.
The whole issue was that she republicated it. So she retweeted it saying that she wrote the op-ed. And so there was like a whole bunch of legalities that go into that. Again, if you want to rewatch it, go to the Emily D. Baker on YouTube. She gives a great commentary on the whole trial. But anyways, so dirty little secrets, Brim, you want to get to some?
We should definitely get to some. Listen, you know what? This is pop culture news. It's human news. This is stuff that, you know, I've covered on GHR. You've probably covered on your show. What do you call it? And it's entertainment. So that's part E Network. It's everything that we do and we encompass and women's rights. You know what I mean? Just It's all stuff that we believe in. So, of course, we should be talking about it here. And, you know, the dirty little secret in this is the fact that Amber Heard was a dirty cunt. And now everybody knows it's not a secret anymore. It's not anonymous because she decided to make it not anonymous.
The dirty little secret here is that Amber Heard and her legal team shit the bed.
All of them shit the bed. And anybody who would ever consider hiring that moron woman, like Rottenborn was awful, but Elaine, she couldn't even turn a goddamn microphone on. I can even turn my microphone on. Might be the wrong microphone, but at least that's why I was the pain in the ass today. Might be the wrong microphone, but at least I can turn the microphone on. Come on.
Oh, God.
Anyway, am I reading the first one here or is it you?
It is you.
Okay, my love, here we go. I sort of want to be blackmailed. I just say I'm looking. Let's just say I'm into licking women's boots, doing whatever they want. But I have a very prominent position in the world. I'm also under 25. Well, okay.
Well,
so,
I do hope that you are over 18.
I do believe that's a good observation there. Well, okay. So what you have a prominent position. We don't know what this position is. Maybe it's doggy style. You like getting pegged. I don't know. It's possible.
Not missionary.
By the way, not to get off this because we're gonna get right back on it. But did we hear back from the young lady who wrote in the other time? Did we hear anything about that?
We have not, but fingers crossed for next week. I'd love to hear if they heard the episode or not. Yes,
we need to know. We need to know. So this guy wants to be blackmailed, and he likes to lick women's boots and do what they want. I mean, all right,
I can't imagine, like, it's interesting to see that somebody has a kink in that they want to be blackmailed. Like, oh, I want you to threaten me and tell me that you're going to send pictures to my family if I don't, like, you know, whatever it might be. But also, as a mom, I just need to tell you, please be careful when you're licking boots. There's so many germs, so many germs.
That's great. So many germs. You don't know where those shoes have been.
You have no idea where those shoes have been. They could have stepped in dog poop. You could get a parasite. I just want you to be safe. Okay.
Listen, a lot of people have like crazy foot fetishes, crazy. What do you call it? One of the people that I know personally, and it's funny, I guess I can kind of talk about it because it's out there at this point, especially because they just like memorialized it in a certain way on Young Rock. What do you call it on NBC? What do you call it? Rock's show. What do you call it? So his father, what do you call it? His father's old tag team partner. I knew his father very well. And I knew his you know, ex partner, Tony Atlas, very well. And Tony has extreme foot fetish. He loves heels. He loves big heels and so forth. And he likes women to step on him and so forth with the heels. And yes. It's been a thing, you know, for a long, long time.
I think you mentioned it before
in
one of our earlier episodes.
So it's normal. I mean, and they just, it was funny because on one of the episodes of Young Rock in this past season, because I just started, I watched it and it was, I enjoyed it. I got to tell you, it was a great show. But what do you call it? On one of the episodes, it had something to do with, you know, about the high, a woman and her high heels and so forth. And then Rock proceeded to say, yeah, you know, and it doesn't end there, but we're not going to go further on that right now, but kind of like, you know, yeah, he did have, you know, a love for feet. So I love Tony. Tony's a great guy. And, matter of fact, he's one of the ones who ribbed me in the locker room, what do you call it, when I was, you know, newer in the industry. I was green and I knew him for a while and I'm like, Tony, you know, we still don't have a photo together. You know, we need to take a picture together. So we got into the picture and I was looking forward and everybody's cracking up. Apparently he had his dick out in his hand holding it while we were taking the picture. So I was like, fucking and thanks, Tony. Thank you. So anyway,
put a sticker over it. You can still use the picture.
Yeah. No. What do you call it? Old school, old times. So foot fetishes are that's nothing new. You know, into licking women's boots and stuff like that. I guess it's nothing new. People do that for a long time.
I'd love to know your prominent position though. Can you please tell us? What is your prominent position exactly?
Right.
Especially if you're under 25. Are you an influencer? Is that what's going on here? Kylie Jenner, is that you?
Well, is this a woman or a guy? I thought it was a guy.
It sounds like a dude.
I mean, it could be a woman. That'd be interesting. Kylie Jenner, is that Lord, what do you call it? I'll message Kim. I'll see what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, you need to speak with the assistant. Tell her to stop writing into our show. What do you call it? I don't know. Well, I have nothing else to say about that one. I think that's interesting. Okay. But if you want to write in, let us know about, you know, what your prominent position is. That would be fantastic. I mean, you know, if the woman wants to peg you, are you okay with that? I mean, you know, if so, we might have a couple of other listeners that we can introduce you to.
If you want to send me a couple of pictures that I can threaten you with and say that I'm going to tell your family, I'll send you my Venmo as well. So
there you go. Yeah. Me too. Why not? We'll all get involved. All right. You ready to do the next one?
This one, not very dirty, but every week I do the grocery shopping. The family doesn't know that I order it all online for pickup, drive to the store, sit in their cafe, enjoying an hour of alone time, grab the groceries, and then go home. It's the only way I ever get time to myself. Not sorry.
That's great.
Genius, actually.
Don't let my wife hear that.
Right? I know. I'm like, you are putting ideas into my brain, because that is exactly what I'm going to do from now on, except my husband does the grocery shopping, so that's not going to work for me. But
Danielle hates when I do the grocery shopping because I just get everything. I enjoy. I'm just like, I want this. It's like what the Ariana Grande song. I want it. I got it. I'm going to get it. You know, whatever. It's like, you want it. You got it. New things. Going to eat them. Going to eat them. Going to get them. You know, like I'm all ready for it. You know, like, so when I go to, I've been to the grocery store 2 or 3 times within the past week and a half. And I've spent about $185 or more each time I've been there.
Oh, Jesus. What the fuck are you buying there?
Well, one was for Memorial Day, but it was only, you know, the four of us, Dylan's girlfriend and my father and my stepmom. And then what do you call it? So they were over. But, you know, so that was it for that. And then I went and I got a bunch of things because I was just feeling snacky one day. And then, yes, shame on me. And then I forgot what I got the other day. Yeah, it was just like a whole bunch of, yeah, it's bad.
It's opposite in my house because my son will always say, "Mom, can you do the grocery shopping?" Because I'm the one that always gets the good stuff. Because I'm always like, "Oh, I think that they'll like this and they'll like that." And, you know, and then sometimes, yeah. Sometimes because I can't eat it myself, I'm like, I really want somebody else to enjoy this delicious thing. And so I'll get it. And then I'll just like, watch them. How is it? Is it yummy? Do you like
it?
Is it good?
Let me smell your breath. Let me smell your breath, please. All right, good.
Come here, breathe on me. Hurry.
Come on. Just cough on me a few times. It's okay. Uh-huh. It's all right. That's why you've been sick the last week too.
Right? I know. Somebody in my house had ice cream. I made them sneeze on me.
Oh, yuck. Yuck. I went through a whole pint of freaking Ben and Jerry's last night watching Stranger Things. Yeah. Yum. Yeah. I did the cherry crumble, I think it was called. It was new. Wow. It was good. It's good. I liked it.
Mine was mint chocolate chip, but it was whenever I was pregnant and I would eat a pint of mint chocolate chip like almost every night from Baskin Robbins specifically. It had to be from Baskin Robbins.
That's hot. There you go. There you go. Yeah. Listen, when my wife was pregnant, I was like, my queen, whatever you want. And she'll tell you, I went out at whatever time, she got a craving, I'm out. I got you. You know what I mean? I went out and I got it and, you know, that's it. And what do you call it? I still do it now. Like if she wants something, I still go out and get her whatever she wants. But yeah, like, but I'm the one who goes out and buys all the good stuff. And then the kid's like, ooh, you know, like Dylan will come downstairs, you know, he's going to be 21 in just a few weeks. And he still comes downstairs, sees a big thing of Rice Krispie treats and goes, ooh, you know, like, all right, it's game time. We've come to play. We've not just come to play. We've come to win. God damn it, daddy. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, oh yeah,
comfort food is a thing. It really is a thing. Comfort food.
It is. But this is ingenious. I mean, look, a lot of people, especially during COVID and everything, they started doing these online grocery things. The only thing that I wouldn't want is people to pick out like any kind of fruits and veggies and so forth.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what you're going to get. And most of the time you got a kid doing it and, you know, they're not going to know what to get. So like for regular things, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, like if you're just going to go through and go, oh, I'll take this and this and this and this and this, you know, and like have, what do you call, what is it? Peacock or whatever the hell is, I don't know who Peapod delivers. Peapod delivers. I was trying to remember.
Instacart out here. I'm not sure what Peapod is. Yeah.
Peapod is Stop and Shop. Stop and Shop was Pathmark. What do you call it? And they merged, and then I guess Pathmark went away, and Stop and Shop is still around. And then Stop and Shop was part of Edwards. There's like a whole bunch of different these big supermarkets. What do you have out there? You have not Publix out there. You have
Vons.
Oh my God,
Safeway.
Vons. Right. That's right. What do you call it? For any kind of like dry goods or frozen stuff, you know what
cereal.
I mean?
Cereal.
Yeah. Why not? You know what I'm saying? You know, just don't get me a damaged box. We're good. You know, we're good. We're all right. But, you know, going
not
to get
bananas.
My produce. Yeah. Yeah. Not bananas. No. They bring you the spotted ones. They're nasty. I'm saying.
Yeah.
No, they're
going to, you know, be bad in 2 days.
2 days. Right.
But for me, to die on your countertop.
But I like the avocado. I like getting avocados where they're ready to go because I'll sit there and I'll make guacamole right away or I'll use them right away. Like I never want to buy them and then use them later because I always forget to use them afterwards. You got to use them you got to get them when they're ready. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, so I don't know. Anyway. So you're going to do this from now on? Yes.
That's my new gig, except now I have to talk my husband into letting me do the grocery shopping. So I don't know how that's going to work. So
have him continue to do it. And then you're just going to say you're doing it and do this instead.
Yes. And then go to Starbucks and sit there for an hour by myself. I'm in.
I'm mad at Starbucks right now. So I can't promote anything good with Starbucks. I'm very upset with them as a company right now. Did you see what I put up the other day or no?
No.
So there was a young black man who was working in Connecticut. He was one of their I guess general, I don't know if he was in management or a supervisor, I guess he was. And there was a white woman who continuously came in for 6 to 8 months and, you know, would throw the N bomb at him. And what do you call it, was disrespectful. And even though, you know, he put in countless reports and tried to tell them, hey, this is what's going on. They didn't do anything with this woman. The general manager and the district manager, I believe, both who were still working there, both were like, well, maybe you're just a little too sensitive, you know, and blah, blah, blah. And meanwhile, so the people that worked there decided they weren't going to serve the woman either. And then he decided that he'd had enough of the abuse because he was being abused and treated like garbage for months. And he wound up quitting. And then it wasn't until after he quit and the people that went there like kind of did a strike and said, we're not serving this woman. Did they finally do something and block her from being able to come into the store? And then so now they're in a lawsuit and they're trying to pull some shit on this poor kid. So I am not happy with Starbucks right now. You know, I think that racism is a disgusting thing. You know, like at the end of the day, you know, especially in light of the things that have happened, like in Buffalo with the guy who went in and went to shoot people just because they were black, or this kid who just went and they just mowed down all these children, which is I am abhorrent. It's just disgusting. You know, all these things that, you know, just violence, racism, all this shit, you know, for Starbucks to have received, you know, all of this, you know, information and not done a goddamn thing until after he quit is disgusting.
It's not
the first time. It's not the first time. It won't be the last time. And, you know, listen, I don't need to go and buy a $6 cup of coffee that's this big.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know, and it's not venti. It's big. It's large. Large, not venti. Fuck you. You know, listen, at Starbucks, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I like the product. I really do. But you know, like I don't like when people treat, you know, especially their employees the wrong way. And, you know, when you're not, but that's my reasoning about Starbucks. Sorry to go on that mini rant, but if you didn't know, now you know.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's really fucked up.
Yeah. It's starting to get it's starting to grow a little bit of legs, you know, but he's in the lawsuit and, even the governor of Connecticut or whoever it was, somebody, I'm pretty sure it was the governor, was like, you know, he wants answers. He's like, how could this guy be, you know, treated this way for so long and you didn't do anything about it as a business, you know, as a business? How did you not do when he put in the what do you call it, multiple complaints, you know?
Yeah.
And the district manager or the general manager, I don't know, one of the names are Allison, I'm pretty sure. Jill and Allison, I believe, are the two names of the two people that were like, well, sucks for you. You know, maybe you're too sensitive. So, and they still work for the company. But anyway, so moving along. Yes, I do think now that I've ranted a second time on the show. I'm sorry. Well,
they're still with us. They know how we do.
They know how it is. They know. But you you should get your mom, you know, alone time too, and go and get to sit and spend it in a coffee house. Doesn't have to be that place.
That isn't that coffee specific house. One. Yes, I'll go to a different one.
And if you want to go to the Starbucks, you can go to Starbucks too. I'm not saying you can't. I'm not into cancel culture. So, you know, I'm just saying I'm not happy with them right now.
I am into putting my money where my mouth is though. So if somebody is not doing right, then I disagree with their morals when it really comes down to it. Then I have the choice to go somewhere fucking else. And so do you, people. So do you.
That's right. That's right. So are we moving forward?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. The worst part of working back in the office is that I no longer get blowjobs under the desk during Zoom meetings. I couldn't even get through without laughing. That's amazing. That's amazing. My wife gets really turned on by trying to get me to squirm in the middle of a presentation or a meeting. Where have I gone wrong? Yeah. Where have I gone wrong? What the hell, man? See, where...
You mean Danielle's not under the desk right now?
No, I wish I would get bit right now if that was the case. You know, but no, God damn it. Let's see. Now I'm back in the stupid office and all I can think about is how much I wish my wife was under the desk. Wow. Give me your wife's number. What do you call it? That's great. I'm proud of you. That's amazing. That's amazing.
So I can kind of see.
She's a trooper.
I did enjoy, this might sound bad, but like whenever Joe and I were, you know, before we had children together and we were young and fun and, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, I remember those days.
Like, yeah. If he would like get a work phone call or something like that, like he would be on the phone and I would be like, you know, trying to mess with him and, you know, like put my booty on him or something to get him riled up while he was on the phone. I mean, I've done that before. A Zoom meeting, I would probably be a little more timid of just because there's video. Like, how do you sit there with a straight fucking face and like not that? Whoa, that's some restraint right there.
Big time restraint. I don't know, man. Like, wow. I need to work in your house. I mean,
yeah.
Jeez.
Do you need an assistant?
Do you need an assistant? Yes, I volunteer. Thank you very much.
Volunteer tribute.
Yeah, you go to work. I'll stay at your place. I'll make the calls. Don't you worry. I got it all ready there. You know. Wow. There you go. Some people got all the luck in the world.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Our audience as a collective is officially jealous of you, sir.
Yeah, I'm jealous. You're even jealous. Look at you. You're like, shit, I wish I was getting head under the table. Like,
I wouldn't hate it.
Yeah.
Listen,
Joe, I swear to God, ain't no going under the damn counter while we're doing the show. I don't care. I don't want, because I'll know. She'll be like, I don't want to know.
No restraint. Yeah, you no. Would definitely know.
Yeah, no. Sorry, not sorry. No, you're not allowed. That's where I draw the line. The line's in the sand. I'm drawing it right here, Dana, in the sand. I mean, it's the carpet in the studio, but I'm pretending it's the sand.
Well, as your wingman, I will go ahead and say, Danielle, if you want to give him a blowjob under the desk, you go for it, okay?
Yes.
Go for it.
Yes. Yes. And I'll be like stone faced the whole time. Just like this. Right. I'll be back for just one moment.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, you know, for those who aren't watching, you know, they're going to have no idea what just happened. But that's okay. Yeah. It's okay. Inspiration to, you know, watch the videos every once in a while. Too.
Watch and listen.
There we go. And get blowjobs under the table or head, yes. Whatever it is. You know, I mean, look, you just get enjoy. Yes.
Cosign blowjobs under the table.
All right, go to the next one because I'm too jealous right now.
Oh, this is more manhood stuff. Okay. My manhood, I like how he calls it manhood, was featured on a porn site's logo for years, and they bought the picture from an ex's devious roommate.
What? Okay, first and foremost, how do you know that it was absolutely yours? I mean, was there some kind of defining image? You know,
he had
what I mean?
A like, tattoo. Or,
was that it? Is no. that it? Well, it's not in. It's not here. We don't know. I mean, yes. Did you have a tattoo? Did you have a freckle in the shape of a something? You know, I don't know.
Or something.
That'd be really hilarious. Like.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
Wow, I have the alphabet on my wiener, but you know, you can only see A to Z when I'm soft. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh God.
That was awful. Sugar honey iced tea. Anyway, so the X's devious roommate. So was it a photo that your ex had, or was it a photo that your ex's roommate somehow had because you were doing something there? Or we don't know. See, this is what I'm saying, people.
How did the picture get there? Where did the ex get the picture? Or the roommate, I guess.
No idea. Yeah. See, like, these things don't just happen. You know what I mean? They happen because something was made to happen.
There's
a
story behind that. See, this is what Brim and I mean when we're like, tell us the story. Tell us the details. Because there is way more to this story. And we didn't get all the details.
No.
So,
upset.
Manhood, you awful. Need to tell us more.
Shame on you. Oh, my Lord.
Also, Which porn site was this? Because I might want to, have a gander.
Well, miss. Well, miss. Okay, I'll remember that one. Yeah. Oy. Oh, my Lord. Probably Pornhub. What do you call it? Everything's Pornhub. Did I tell you about the time that, as a joke, I entered, the Grindhouse Radio to Pornhub's... I did tell you about that. Okay.
You mentioned something. So
they had a contest, like a small business contest.
Yeah.
And for shits and giggles, I was joking around and I was like, yeah, with one of my partners. And I was like, all right, let me put it up. And we sent it in and didn't know anything. Nobody contacted us. Nobody said anything. And then I got an email from somebody else who I guess they had a tool sharpening company called Grindhouse Tool Sharpening or something. I forgot what it was. And he goes, so I was really excited because I thought I won Pornhub's contest to help, boost my business. Because, listen, in all fairness, millions of people hit that site a day.
Absolutely.
They're not looking at the ads, but millions of people hitting that site a day, and you never know what you're going to get.
You never know.
It's like Forrest Gump in there. You know what I mean? So it's Pornhub, Forrest Gump, or something like that. Yeah. that was bad. So what do you call it? So they're like, yeah. So we were super excited until we asked them if they could send us the ad so we could see it, and they sent it to us, and well, it was you guys. So.
You guys won.
So we
oh my God.
One of the ones that won.
That's
and
so
it was
funny.
What do you call it? So get your grind on, get your grind on the Grindhouse Radio, blah, blah, blah. And it was really, really funny because we had no clue that it was up there. And I was howling about it because it was just hilarious. Like first of all, if you wanted to advertise on Pornhub, you know how expensive that would be. I know how expensive it is to advertise on Grindhouse. You know what I mean? So like, and on other, places out there. And I go, holy crap. This is great. Then I turned to Kim and I go, so expect a lot of dick pics and requests for feet pictures soon.
Yeah.
And she got them. She did get them. But yeah. We don't know if that's from there or just in general, but it is what it is.
Amazing.
But yeah,
amazing.
Craziness. How funny is that?
That's
I thought
hilarious.
It was amusing. But yeah, I want to know the story there, manhood. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
bring us up to speed here, manhood.
Until you do, your name will now forever be Tiny Tim. And it's not manhood anymore. That shit's called Tiny Tim because I don't believe it until I hear it.
We'll upgrade you to manhood. Once you provide some details.
No disrespect. No disrespect. And if you want to get this devious roommate on the line so we can get her or his side of the story, we appreciate that as well.
Yes. Incentive.
Okay. So am I on the next one here?
You are. Last but not least.
All right. Here we go. I once put peanut butter on my balls and let my dog lick it off after seeing a film about it. Don't worry. I'm not fucking a dog or anything. But anyways, it did feel good. Only did it once and can't tell anyone because they'll judge me like you probably are now. Hey, Brim, don't judge. Brim, don't judge. I do.
Dana
but
judges
Brim,
a little
don't judge.
Bit.
I judge a fucking hell of a lot. Are you out of your goddamn mind? That is nasty. That's like bestiality 101 right there. Ooh, first it starts with having the dog lick your balls. The next you're going to be shoving your dick in a bunny. I don't want to know. It feels like an anus. Well, that's because, oh my God. I don't even want to fucking know. Oh,
was it Road Trip? What was the movie? There was a movie that the dude said, oh, I know what it was. He said, it's not cheating if you put peanut butter on your balls and let your dog lick it off because it's your dog. Do you remember that?
Yeah. It might have been Road Trip. It wasn't like, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that's disgusting. I'm sorry. Like, my dog likes to lick my feet and, you know, and then licks his own ass and balls. Like, I don't need him to lick mine. That's just gross. Like,
yeah, your dog's out there eating their own turds and then they come in and start licking your balls.
Well, the fact of the matter is your balls shouldn't be, if my dog even sniffs my balls, I'm like, get the hell away from me. What's wrong with you? You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry. That's just, I find that really fucking gross.
I did have a friend who was having sex with her boyfriend and the dog jumped on the bed and licked his butthole.
That's hilarious. See, that is funny. That's funny. I'd be pissed off if that happened to me, but that's pretty funny.
She said that her boyfriend couldn't make eye contact with the dog for like a week.
Was it a bulldog?
It was a Frenchie. It was a Frenchie.
Oh my God.
That what do you call it? French in his asshole.
That is so nasty. You know, and it's listen, man. One day it's, you know, peanut butter on your balls for the dog. And then, you know, next thing you know, you're you know, jerking off and sucking off a horse.
German Shepherd.
You know what I mean? Or a German Shepherd. You know what I mean? And there are videos and shit like that. That's nasty, sure. man. That's nasty. Like I I am judging you, man. I'm judging you. If you told me about this in person, I'd be like, all right, man, you know, all for you, you know, like, you know, your kink's your kink, bro. But man, that's nasty. At least listen, I'm going to put it in a nice way.
I'm ready for this.
It's better that you're having the dog lick your balls than you trying to bang your dog. There you go.
I agree.
There you go. Both of them still fucking nasty and disgusting. However, if you want the bright side and the icing on the cake, you know what I mean? It's better to have the dog licking you on the outside than you being on the inside of the animal, you know, like.
I guess that the dog had the choice to lick the balls or not. And he chose to lick the balls.
The dog's not stupid. He's like, that's fucking peanut butter right there. You know what I'm saying? What if the dog just mistook it for something else and took a bite instead?
Dude,
can you imagine?
You are lucky the dog didn't bite your balls.
Ouch. Oh, I know when they sit on my balls every once in a while, it's not so fun. You know what I mean? Or they like too big for, because they, you know, again, we all know this about my testicles.
We know about
being,
Brim's big,
you know,
balls.
Big balls. I wish my penis was as big as my balls were. I'd be set. But what do you call it? No, like, but sometimes, you know, you try to put them in and, you know, and then they get, you know, squished in and sometimes, and that's uncomfortable. So picture getting fucking bitten them, you know,
with
like
teeth in there.
I would not be. That would not make me happy.
No,
I'm good with what I got. And that's it. You know what I'm saying? No, not good. That's gross. Yeah. Anyway, do you have anything else to say about this one?
What an episode. Hey guys, thank you so much for listening to us rant and rave about pretty much everything across the spectrum today.
Oh yeah. But I think it was a good show. Honestly, it was a good fun show. What do you call it? We didn't argue at all. So everybody's happy about that, I'm sure.
Yeah, nobody can say agree to disagree this week. That's cool.
That's cool. That works. And listen, man, we appreciate you guys. We were up. Our numbers were up in where? In Canada and Romania?
Yeah, we hit the charts in Canada again, which was really cool. And Romania. I don't know who is listening to us in Romania, but thank you guys, because we have been on your charts for like 7+ weeks now.
That's awesome.
So cool.
It's really great. Listen, you know, it's always nice to be loved. It's always nice to be listened to. We do appreciate it. And, you know, any ratings that you guys can help us out with, we really appreciate as well. Reviews, positive reviews always helps. And, you know, keep spreading the word, because, you know, again, the first little rule of Dirty Little Secrets Club.
Yes. The first rule of the Dirty Little Secrets Club is to tell everyone about the Dirty Little Secrets Club.
We appreciate you. We love you. Please make sure to rate, review, subscribe, hit us up on all the social media, and we'll be seeing you again next week.
Think we want something from you, you got another thing coming.